Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chris Horvatas with Channel 4. He's in Manhattan getting set for the sentencing this afternoon of former Congressman Chris Collins for insider trading. Chris, if you can, set the scene for us. I know you've been there before to U.S. District Court in Manhattan for Chris Collins.
Yeah, good morning, Susan. And as you can imagine, any time either a sitting congressman, as he was when this entire process started, or a former congressman, as he is now, appears in federal court, there's a little bit of a media circus, and there certainly has been. There certainly was when he pleaded guilty back on October 1st, and that's expected to be the case again this afternoon when he walks into federal court for his 2:30 sentencing.
Now, what is expected to be the result here? Because you have one side obviously asking for no jail time, maybe home confinement and a fine, some community service. Prosecutors are pushing forward, asking for the maximum amount of jail time allowed in the plea deal that he accepted. What should we expect around 2:30?
Yeah, it's quite a range. And to really understand it, you have to be able to understand how federal sentencing guidelines work. And basically, the judge uses those as one factor in making his determination as to what the sentence will be. And if there are mitigating factors in his judgment, he can go below those. Certainly, if there are aggravating factors, he can go above those. Prosecutors aren't asking him to go above those here. But those are 46 to 57 months. Which is, somewhere around 4, a little less than 5 years in prison. And that's what prosecutors are asking the judge to sentence Chris Collins to. The attorneys for Chris Collins, as you mentioned, they want no jail time. They want probation. They want home confinement. They want a fine in community service. And the probation officers who do what's called a pre-sentencing investigation report into the defendant, in this case, they suggested they went well below the federal sentencing guidelines, and they suggested that Collins serve just a day more than a year in prison. So that's obviously a quite a range. And to see probation officers go that far below the federal sentencing guidelines and their recommendation, about 3 years, a little less than 3 years below it, that's quite interesting. And the judge has asked a few questions of the attorneys this week, and the attorneys have provided answers to those questions and filings just yesterday that are still giving the judge some of the context that he wants. So I think he's still trying to get some of the information that he wants. I don't think he's quite made up his mind, Judge Vernon Broderick, as to what he's going to sentence Chris Collins to. He's still trying to gather some information and really come up with what he thinks is an appropriate sentence here.
Yeah, you know, you just mentioned the list of questions that the judge sent out. Well, one of them was, did Collins ever claim innocence during his reelection campaign? And anyone in the Buffalo media could answer that question and find the audio and video pretty easily, right?
Well, yeah, of course, you remember, Susan, the day he was arrested had... when he was still technically running for re-election, he had that press conference and claimed, he said the charges were meritless. And then, of course, about 2 or 3 days after that, he decided he wasn't going to run for re-election. And then maybe about a month after that, he decided he was indeed going to run for re-election. And, but yes, several times between August 8th, 2018, and October, well, I should say September 30th, the day that the change of plea hearing was scheduled of last year, Chris Collins on several occasions said he was innocent. And then on one occasion last summer went so far as to say, why would I ever take a plea deal? Well, that's exactly what he ended up taking, of course. So it is interesting to see how, if at all of that will factor into the judge's decision, and we'll look to see when he renders that decision if he makes any reference to that this afternoon.
Do you expect to hear anything from Chris Collins after this is all done?
Well, he certainly has not had much to say. The last time we heard him speak was early September when he was here for a court appearance, a standard court appearance. And he has tried to stay away from the media. We know he moved down to Florida after he pleaded guilty in October, and he's been in Florida since. So he doesn't appear to have much to say. I'd be shocked if he did have something to say, really, no matter how this sentencing goes today. But you never know. Sometimes we get surprised.
Chris, we appreciate you joining us this morning, and we'll be watching for your coverage later on today. Chris Horvatas from Channel 4 joining us live from Manhattan. The Collins sentencing is set for 2:30 this afternoon. WBEN will have a reporter in the courtroom.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.